Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on February 19th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political talks in Zimbabwe and possibilities of a unity government.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. And Gibbs, I want to take this opportunity to remind our listeners that actually today is February the 15th, 2019.
Yes, perfectly. That's very perfect. And that to call out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about calls for peace and unity in Zimbabwe.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has called for peace and unity in Zimbabwe, saying the country needs unity in order to succeed. Mnangagwa did not elaborate on the unity he is looking for after dismissing earlier calls for talks with Nelson Chamisa of the MDC. Two meetings have so far been held in Harare in an attempt to forge dialogue following public protests last month over the high cost of living and other issues.
Former President Robert Mugabe formed a unity government with the MDC formations in 2009 following historic hyperinflation in Zimbabwe. In 1987, Mugabe formed a unity government with then-ZAPU leader Joshua Nkomo, following a civil strife that resulted in the killing of thousands of people by state security agents in the Matabeleland and Midlands provinces.
Mnangagwa's current call for peace and unity comes at a time when Chamisa and Mnangagwa himself attended separate meetings, one held at State House and another convened by churches in the country's capital city. Is Mnangagwa exploring ways of forming a unity government with Chamisa alone? Will Chamisa hold any talks with Mnangagwa and cobble a unity agreement when he does not recognize him as president of Zimbabwe? But you know, Gibbs, we have sad news in Zimbabwe.
Yes, yes.
Those miners who were trapped in two shaft mines in Kadoma battlefields area. Yes, we are praying together with their families. We have them in our prayers.
That's right. And yes, they just perished in those mine shafts and it was not protected at all.
Yes.
So, really, it's now a national disaster.
And the government has declared it a national disaster. Mm-hmm. And we heard that President Mnangagwa announced that each victim will get $1,000 and a blanket going towards their burial. Yes.
Hayi kunjalo ke khona ngale battlefields kulabantu abafileyo phela. Bagqitshelwe emgodini labantu begqibha khona singazuthi bembali khona ngale. Kodwa kwenyanzane ke besembe igolide lokunye okuthiyeneyo. Sikhala silabo sibili imuli zabo lezo. Kodwa ke umqoka kakhulu namhlanje sixoxa ngakho yilokho okukhulunywa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Othi uyacela sibili kakhulu ukuthi kube lokuthula njalo kube lokuhlala kube lenhlala kahle elizweni leZimbabwe. Njalo lokuthi abantu babone ukuthi bengenzani ukuze belungise ilizwe labo. Ilizwe phela ngelabo hathi elakhe. Uthe uyavumela ukuthi abantu beprotest emgwaqweni bagijime beze bakufunayo. Kodwa siyabona ke kwaba labantu jonga ababuleweyo beprotesta begijima besenza konke lokho. So ke singazi ukuthi inkulumo ezingaba khona kambe umnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi angahlala phansi lo mnumzana uMnangagwa bakhulume kube lo hulumende omanyano asikwazi konke lokho jonga. Ngoba uChamisa uthi uMnangagwa so president.
Pachivano Gibbs pane mashoko anonzi ukati haivhiwi mumwe akati haivhiwi hapana chinogadziriswa. Saka mazuva apera tainzwa vese vatungamiri vemapata vari vaviri vairamba kuti hapana fana kunge pachisangano. Asi tiri kuzoona kuti nhaurirano dzinenge dzakutanga kutora nhano dzekutanga first steps. Takaona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachidaidza vemapata ezvematongerwo enyika vakakwikwidza musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika. Asi vachamisa veMDC vaNelson Chamisa mutungamiri weMDC havana kuenda kumusangano ikoko. Zvikonzero zvanga zviri zvekuti vaiti aiwa musangano wakadaro wekuti panga pachiswa na urano munyika. Unofana kukokerwa nemunhu akazvimirira asina divi raakarerekera. Uchiitirwa kune imwe nzvimbo isiri ku State House. Takaonawo mune ramangwana wacho mutungamiri wenyika vaemasemna Nangagwa havana kuzoendawo kune imwe musangano wakakokerwa nevemakereke. Asi vakanga vakamirirwa ikoko negurukota rezvekutongwa kwekudzivirirwa kwenyika uye variwo mutingati sachigaro wezano PF amaiwo pamuchinguri kashiri nevamwe makurukota ehurumende nevamwe nengo dzezano PF vakanga vari kumusangano ikoko. Saka neimwe nzira tinoti vamunangagwa wakapinda musangano wemakereke asi kune musangano wakaitwa ku State House vachamisa kwa kusina anga akavamirira. Saka nyaya iripo ndeye kuti vakawanda vari kuona kunga kuti matambudziko ari munyika agadziriswe kunofanira kunge kushitwa nhaurirano asi nhaurirano idzodzo dziri kunyanyo focus kana kunangana nevanhu vaviri vamunangagwa navachamisa. Saka ndopatiri kuti nhasi tinzwewo pfungwa dzenyu vateereri nevatariri kuti zvingaitwa sei tingaona here vaviri havachizotarisana nekuti mukukandirana kandirana kwavari kuita mumwe ari kuti tanga wandirega paita vakabatana pahuro apa. Mumwe ari kuti tanga wandiregedza kuti ndikuregere uyu uyu ari kutaiwa tanga wandiregera.
Mazvino chapinza lai pindo kurumeti tira jecha kumbe kuchondo.
Azvi kudira jecha.
Inde kutenda vati.
Kudira jecha si zvatinoita.
Karone keke so.
Yes, wo uya zvako hungusikudira jecha ipapo. Katika zhinji zvinonyanya itwa kana munhu akanga atsamwiswa anyimwa chii.
Yavo kuti anotira jecha.
Nekuti chiri kurangarira rimwe gore yaive nguva yeindependence.
Yeah.
Mabiko yeindependence. Early 80s amenoti wanga wakura zvakadiki.
Adai nachembera.
Saka kwakauyiswa chibuku. Madhiramu nemadhiramu echibuku.
Yeah.
Saka vanhurume vaitsikirirana kuti vanga vachitora chibuku iyo zvakaita kuti madzimai akandwe kunze nenyaya yepuresha.
Yeah.
Saka vamwe amai vakangobvisa dhuku ravanga vakasungwa vachibva vangorikandawo mugomo imomo.
Madira
jecha.
Yeah. Now I think we've got our two guests already on the line. The first one is Mr. Frank Kuni of ZANU PF is based in Washington. Mr. Kuni, good evening and welcome to the program. But good afternoon here in Washington.
Good afternoon, Comrade Gibbs, and good afternoon, listeners.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Comrade Jenga.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And we've got Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, the MTC presidential spokesperson. He's in UK. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Tonga. Maybe you can start there.
Yeah. Dr. Ngangu neku vunza kuna Dr. Nguni. Kuti tiri kuona mutungamiri webato renyu vari mutungamiri wenyika zvakare vaemasoni Munangagwa vanenge vakurerekera kuti nyika inge ichiitwa nhaurirano. Chatisiri kuziva ndechekuti mushure memusangano weAfrican Union kuchadaidzirwa here dzimwe nhaurirano nokuti vamwe vaiona sekunge misangano yakaitwa yanga yakanangana nekuti pawanikwe chekutaura kumusangano weAfrican Union. Asi tiri kuona kuti vamunangagwa vakurerekera kunhaurirano. Zvinove zvanga zvichigara zvichitaurwa navachamisa kubvira kwekutanga kuti ngapataurirano pagadzirisano. Vaguni, munoona here imi zvichizoita kuti vaviri havazogarisana pasi vataurirane? Nokuti ndo pane nyaya ipapo apa, ndo pari kuti nevana veZimbabwe ngapagadzirisanwe, vagare pasi.
Aiwa, tinoona zvichibudirira. Chekutanga regai ndinyatsojekesa kuti nhaurirano dzanga dzisingaitirwe musangano weAfrican Union, nhaurirano dzakaitikwa. Dzanga dziri dzekuvaka hwaro hwekuti tizivane inonzi national dialogue kana kuti vese vane chekuita nekubudirira kwenyika vangava vemadzishe, vangava vemakereke, vangava zvematongerwo enyika. Tibatane pamwe chete toita dare redu rekugadzira gwara rekuti nyika iri kuenda kupi uye tese tingabatirane sei kuti nyika ibudirire. Regai ndidzokerere zvakare kuti vamunangagwa ndivo vakatanga musi wavagadzwa chaiwo vakadeedzera kuti vanhu vese ngavauye tibatane tivake nyika yedu. Vakataura ivo kuti vaburitsa maoko avo kuna vachamisa, kune vamwe vese vezvematongerwo enyika kuti ngatibatanei kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi. Vamunangagwa ndo vakatotanga kutaura shoko iroro ndo pavakamira nari nhasi. Saka uye kuti ndikumikidze zvakare kuti nhaurirano hadzingori dzakanangana navachamisa navamunangagwa. Nhaurirano dzakanangana nevana vese veZimbabwe nekuti Zimbabwe yakakura kupfuura vamunangagwa navachamisa vari vaviri. Havasirivo vanodefina kana kuti vanoita kuti Zimbabwe iende mberi. Zimbabwe inoenda mberi nekuda kwevana veZimbabwe. Ndosaka tiri kuti munhu wese ngatiisei musoro pamwe chete tione kuti nyika yedu ibudirire ndo kwatiri kuenda izvozvi
ipapo Dr. Guni ndikubatei muromo Dr. Guni ipapo kuti hongu muri kuti nhaurirano dzakanangana nevana vese veZimbabwe asi vaviri ava vakanga vasiri munhaurirano kunogona kuita vanhu 100,000 vanopinda munhaurirano asi mumwe wevaviri ava kana akanga asiri kupinda munhaurirano handifungo kuti pane chinobuda mutambo usina bhobhu unenge watambwa ipapo.
That remains to be seen. Tanga kutaurirana iye zvine izvi asi shuviro yedu isu seZANU PF ndeyekuti ivo vachamisa nevamwe vavo ngavauye tigare pasi tiumbe dare renyika kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi. Chinangwa cheZANU PF hatine chekuti tisiye vamwe vana veZimbabwe. Aiwa, chinangwa cheZANU PF nechinangwa chavamunangagwa ndechekuti tese ngatibatanei maoko tifambire mberi, nyika yedu iende mberi, munyika menu muve nerunyararo, nyika yedu ive nebudiriro, muve nepundutso yeupfumi hwenyika, tingovavo vanhu pane dzimwe nyika.
Thank you so much, Dr. Guni. He's saying his party and President Mnangagwa are ready for talks and they are inviting MDC President Advocate Nelson Chamisa to come to the talks because this is a national dialogue. It should not be focusing on Advocate Chamisa and President Mnangagwa only, but all the stakeholders.
Now, Dr. Spanda, briefly in English, so do you see any value in sitting down with the president since you don't recognize him as the president of Zimbabwe? What is the starting point here?
Well, look, the starting point is that we are talking about the legitimacy of the presidency, and therefore people should not behave like small kids and ask for recognition before the talks. The talks are about that recognition. The talks about establishing a national agreement about whether or not we have a legitimate government. And so I don't know what the talks would be about if before you even have the talks, you have got to accept the results. I mean, look, you don't go into a match with Manchester United already leading 2-0 unless you are doing a return match, and this is not. We're talking about beginning our talks. I think we've got to be mature about this. It is absolutely irresponsible for anybody, and immature for anybody, to think about talks as something that you do in order to please a person's ego. Asking for President Chamisa to give legitimacy before the talk is just about massaging people's egos. And the comrade from ZANU-PF is right. It is not about whether or not President Mnangagwa feels very happy about what President Chamisa says. It is not about whether or not President Mnangagwa feels big enough to be president. This is why he should also be advised that he cannot be calling for talks when his position is disputed. And the talks must be an agreement by all parties in terms of their structure, the people who attend, their venue, and everything else. If we are being genuine and if we want to move this country forward, the problem is that these people, and I know that all Zimbabweans of all stripes, understand what negotiations are, what talks are. Talks are about bringing people who are in disagreement. And in order to do that, the first thing you need is someone neutral. If it's children in the house, you must have a parent who comes in. If it's children in the playground in school, you have a teacher who comes in and says, guys, let's talk. That is important. And we must operate like that, like normal human beings, and stop trying to recreate the wheel. We know how negotiations or how dialogue is held. It must have a facilitator.
Yes, so as we just 1 minute, it's going to fire Konoko Upongu Chilera Pesqua.
Kalaka Perotti, Vesilano, or President Umanga Katesi, would do Kanyangani. We are Sumun and Yosis Umtanumani, Gavas, with Inkulumos and Zuanjan, Inkulumos and Zuang, Abantama Tizi, Pesangani song, Munio Avantu, Oyave Enge, La. Engatatanga ikele ebantini laba babe lokukhulumisana ngoxoxiswana abantu ngabakhumisana imlotha kungena umlotha wakhona kufanele kube nomlotha okhuliswa nayo because sicho ethi ukuthi inkulumo esifanele zibe khona fanele zibe zinkulumo ezikhokhelwa ngumuntu ongekho phakathi ngokulisana kumbe ngokuphikisana lokho kukhona lezi ezidingwa ngupresident mina ngakwenza ukuthi umnumzane mina ngakuthi hayi yekelani mina ngifuna ukuthi ngibe umnamla nkunzi kodwa lami ngomunye wenkunzi ezilwayo kakwaziwa esintwini lokho njalo kakaziwa ebantwini emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke there's a caller.
Hello. Hello.
Tong Mike.
Hello, ndikuzwa hi.
Ndimkoma Mike ra.
Ndiva vocha iwo.
Pindai muchirongwa mukoma.
Ndinopinda ndinoti maita basa pazwara nhasi makorokoto mamboti batawo. Ndinga ngandichikumbira kuti nhaurirano dzakakosha kana dzichiitwa in good faith. Nyaya inoshupa ndekuti hamunangagwa munhu anongotaura zvinhu zvekunyepa nekuti izvezvi nhaurirano idzidzi dza long overdue. Chavaimbora tadza kudziita panguva yese ichi vakakuona kuti zvavaida zvavaifungira kuti zvinoitika hazviitiki izvo vakudzoka vakuona kuti avakomana ava vane direction vakuda kutanga kudzoka futi kwavari kuti zvatitaurirani ko ivo vaimbodii kuvadana panguva yese vakaona kuti vakaachivha nyaya yavo yokubira sarudzo but now izvo vakuita sevane pekubhesi rekuti nekuti takahwina sarudzo saka chiuyai titaurirane. I'm open for talks with everyone asi hazvisizvo ivo vanonyatsoziva kuti is a total failure pazvinhu zvavo zvese zvavari kuita saka kwakuda kutsvaka utano mugate kuti chiuyai tibatsirane zvinhu zviendeke mberi. Ivo vakaona kuti has not moved even a single stride in order to achieve success. Havana kana chimwe chavakabata mukati memaoko avo since last year but one pavakagombira utungamiriri kuna vamugabe. Ivo vakuti zvino nhasi chiuyai mangwana chiuyai asi ivo vanje ndo vari kudya vanhu. Zvingaita here kuti isusu tiri kupera neberebere roti chiuyai titaurirane nekuti ndakaona kuti ringira tiguta.
Mirai rambai muri parunhare mukoma Mike tipe mukana vaguni kana vachida kupindura vaguni mune zvekupindura here kuna mukoma Mike.
Hey vanhu ngavasara tikagwara uye tikapedza nguva tichitaura zvinhu zvisina maturo. Nyaya iri panapa ndeyekuti vamunangagwa ndivo mutungamiriri wenyika akasarudzwa nevanhu ndivo president weZimbabwe zvataurwa naDr Ngwileko Sibanda with all due respect zvinhu zvisina maturo. We are not having negotiations to look at legitimacy. The question of legitimacy is a settled matter at law. Hatisi kutarisa kuti anofanira kutungamirira Zimbabwe ndiani zvakatopfuura izvi tiri kutarisa kuti Zimbabwe yoenda mberi sei. There is one president in Zimbabwe. We are not really litigating the question of the presidents of Zimbabwe. We are looking at how can we work together for Zimbabwe to move forward, to transform Zimbabwe's economy, to have peace, law and order and tranquility in our country. That's what we are looking at.
The caller maybe, Mike.
Yes, I'm coming, Mike.
Ndiri kuzvinzwa zviri kutaurwa navavo mashoko akanaka dei achiitwa nemazvo. But the weakness, in fact, that it's no weakness. But my tire avo, iwa wana waguni le vanu, iwa wove ZANPF wachinjwaki. They are not a source of democracy. But they are a source of lying, talking every day about democracy, but they don't want the talk.
What
exactly are you referring to? Democracy. But ivo zvevanonyepa kuti honai matoks acho angaitwe sei kana vamwe vachigurwa misoro vachichekwa vachiraswa and there is nothing that is to be done. Saka vongoti vosimbirira nenyaya yekuti vamunangagwa ndo president wenyika asi he has done virtually nothing to stop people from being abused by his wings, the army, the police. Saka matoks acho totarisa pasi vamwe vachiurawa uku vamwe vachinzwiyaitaurira.
Thank you so much mukoma. Ndofunga vachange vachiziya nyaya yenyu ipo pano padariro. Dr. Frank Guni na Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda vachange vachiziya nyaya iyoyo. Tinotenda mukoma Mike Gibbs. The caller says dialogue is very important when it's undertaken in good faith, but he thinks that the president or President Emmerson Mnangagwa is not doing it in good faith. He says, why was he not ready to or willing to come to the top? But now he's on the front calling for the talks.
Yes, we've got some people that are following us on Facebook, and one of them is Mofu David Mutuere. He says, CCC mustn't talk to these people. No ways. Noel Maposa says, I love Studio 7 live Monday to Friday. I'm watching you guys from Kweru. Pablo says, CCC. And then I've got Finiel Mswapuri Moyo, who's just clapping at maybe what we're saying. So maybe people out there, if you are on Facebook, show us some heights and show us some likes so that maybe you're showing us that you're there.
Yeah,
so then we've got Terry, who says, CCC. Then we'll develop against Virginia Makrebo, who's a wege umachamela ngeleza usekile, who's a wege uloid woto, uendofu tilami nkona, uSteven Kumbuzi Malaba, na uti msaka zilinjani. Sepe wakulu kemfoit. Ufelis kati uti volume yetu, wanzani, plus kamzani, singa zita ikangela kwa tutu kumenjani. Persuadance Eland, uti eslalele tuwe, besinte mzikuti za mfonele. So, stelus tumezili namba yako, Persuadance kula manje, waza siku mfonele. Ye, kunjaloke, siye kubavu mkulu leko, uspanda. So, Baba Spanda, nasa sikangela kuyo pambi, lapa, I think you heard very clearly lapa kuluma, umnumzano kune city. Loko wele jiti mezi suka jula matote. Asilungi seni, owe lizwe le Zimbabwe, owe unity. Kumbe nga kubunjo, kubunjo akunjalo kutu kune, kunezo wakono kutu hai matota, asikotwe nizye pambi.
Look, I think we have to correct some of these fallacies that our friends in ZANU-PF tend to continue to have, and the fallacies that have destroyed our country for a very long time. The question of these discussions, dialogue, whatever you want to call them, only arises if you are saying that Mnangagwa is failing and therefore needs some assistance. Okay? And we are being nice to Mnangagwa here. We are saying, Mr. Mnangagwa, you are probably not failing, you are simply illegitimate. Okay? And if he wants to accept that he's a total failure and is failing to run our country, let him do so through ZANU-PF, through their own accord. We are being nice to him because we don't like him calling people names, terrible failures. But of course, if he wants to call himself that, if ZANU-PF wants to call him a failure, then we would say that. But look, the question of legitimacy, as the good doctor raises, is not necessarily about the law, because the courts themselves may act illegitimate under an illegitimate system. This is not a question of the law, it's a question of politics. The president, no one doubts or questions that Mnangagwa is, by operation of inappropriate laws, president of Zimbabwe is, by manner of a coup that started in 2017, president of Zimbabwe and signed as such.
Mm-hmm.
What we are saying is, that presidency cannot work and does not work and is inefficient. Mr. Mnangagwa is running a country in which 17 people get killed by military forces. And by any standard on earth, such a president is unable to run the country. Mr. Mnangagwa is ineffectively running the country. No one has run the country as badly as Mnangagwa has done. Because even when people were killed under Mugabe, he at least accepted that he was responsible and therefore agreed at several points, several times, to go into dialogue in order to gain legitimacy. Mr. Mnangagwa hasn't understood, and in political terms, he's still in kindergarten class, where he needs to be told that legitimacy matters and it doesn't matter where what he does and where he goes. Right now, Israel is trying to He wants to go and talk to anyone and everyone and call it national dialogue. The problem, the fundamental problem with that is that he will not gain legitimacy through that process. And therefore will continue to be a perfect example of total utter failure. And that is what we are saying. We are saying if he has anything that is testament like in him and in his heart, he must begin to understand very clearly that we need Zimbabwe to be successful. And that success is what President Chamisa has been calling for before the elections, during the elections, and after the elections. He was the first person to call Mnangagwa to the table, even as we are going to the elections. Akatiye, we have to tell Rane to teach my elections are not for legitimacy either. Iwo kana uka wina, kana utindika wina. Zika manya kuhera kuna utawara, Chamisa wati ndiyo kuna utawara, nao, nukuti chichi. That was immaturity, and he continues to be politically immature.
Yes, I was a colleague, I was a doctor spander up for it to Moga Menanga of Kanya Ukwele in the Yonke, Gunazangas into Enzai. Go to a Pindo of Kuluma Ruti, Ikonoguti, Amakot, Akuluma, who made him to Tondava. I had to lie with Tulayo. Where can you put him to Tondava and Conan Low? Who I know Sevens again in the I see you. So, end the way I see you, wazokhithwe isinqumo isinqumo sankona asisebenze ngoba kabe ungazange uyahlupa so ke sike sizwe sizokuthoka kule khola ecingweni siloba apostle Midian Dube baba Dube ungawutshona njani
utshwelile Dube kunjani
hayi siyaphila kakhulu kunjani kona phejosi
hayi kurayithi nani kuyabanda kancane bekunet
ye akutsho ukuthi udaba lolo lubona njani
hayi udaba lolo Dube yazi lunzima angazi ukuthi ngatizele yena upresident angathi enguye olendaba yokuthuma amasotsha ukuthi ahlukulize abantu abantu bavalelwe bengalamacala abanye kabakaye ekhothi kodwa besithi kabuhlalwe phansi kukhulunywe khulunywa njani kule team yebhora engadlala izirefulele iphinde iziphothe izenze konke nxa kuzakhulunywa kudingeka ukuthi kube nomuntu ozoba ngukonvina kube nofacilitator ozaba neutral ongasoza thathesa ngothi lukajamisa noma olukamnangabo now siyababona labo ukuthi abahambile baya kuthi bona bayafuna ukukhulumisana lomnangaba bamele bani ngoba nxase sikhuluma iqiniso abazange bathola anything engabenza bamele abantu bezimbabwe so umuntu okumele ukhulume naye jamisa ole constituent ayimeleyo kunabantu abamele bathi kukhulunywa njani singavuma thina ukuthi kukhulunywa izihlobo zethu zisejele singavuma ukuthi kukhulunywa izihlobo zethu zabulawa kelwanga sesibuyela phela kwinto yegugrawundi ukuthi kwathiwa kayilale ngenxeba kwakuyini kumzuzwana wokuhlanya lanamuhla kuyahlala kunjalo asingeke siphinde sibuyele kuleyo ndawo nxa kuzakhulunywa makulungiswe izinto kuqala avume omnankabo ukuthi kuphambanisile kathesi emalangeni adileyo sibona kuthiwa uValerio Sibanda utshele umagistrate ukuthi banganiki abantu laba abavalelweyo ibheyi yona imithethwa ndaba yethu kuthithi vele iyonakele esingathi ngesilungu i-capture okhepha izinto kwi-justice system yi-army izinto kwi-governance yi-army so amasotsha kumele abuyele emabharakini amapholisa abe yiwo abheke ukuthula ezweni ngaphandle kuze kube njalo kanto ezohamba engakhuluma nalaba akhuluma labo kulanto ezokuthutha ngoba abantu abayibo abaqakatheke kakhulu i-MTC nababanje ezekolo laba abanye ama-stakeholders wona nosanti bakhe laba abazedingela ukudlinansi estadiums ukuthi bekhuluma lama-opposition
hhayi siyakuzwa kuhle kakhulu apostle Midian Dube sibongele kakhulu baba so all what he's saying is that Mr. Mnangagwa cannot be a ref, a coach, and a linesman at the same time,
and maybe two
assistant ref, and you know everything. So he says you need a mediator, a person who will actually mediate and say that things are going right. So he says at the end of the day, there is need, of course, for him to talk to Mr. Chamisa, but then there's an issue of people that were killed. There's an issue of people that are still in jail today. How do you talk or go forward when those people are still in jail? And he says, it seems as if Zimbabwe is going back to the Kukuraund area, where people were killed, then there was a semi-apology, and nothing happened thereafter. So he says, even the courts appear to be captured. So if the courts are captured and everything is just being run by soldiers, there's nothing that can go right. So he says, soldiers should go back to the barracks, and police should do their job of maintaining law and order.
That's good.
So maybe yes.
Yes,
so
we have tinamuteereri va gwaradzimba makadi va gwaradzimba.
Tiripo makadi ko Shamararo Studio 7.
Ai vatirwa penyu muri kupi va gwaradzimba?
Kumasvingo kwamushandike.
Masvingo nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa tipeyo pfungwa dzenyu ikoko tobatangozva kuti aiwa masvingo yakosora.
Alright, tatenda. Chokutanga ndoda ko murosa va ankurule kusvanda. Na Dr. Guni zvauti ngava morosa atidi kuite sokuti havasiwo kwedu asi pfungwa dzangu dzakamira kudai tikatarira chimiro chaita nyika yedu history yedu inotiudza kuti zvano PF ndofunga yatova netsika yokuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe ndofunga ndakambotaura nyaya iyi kuti inotora vanhu vemuZimbabwe not as citizens but as subjects and objects. Ndichidaro mukatara kuti after my elections ya 1980 kubva muna 83 vanhu vakaurawa negukura hundi pakazouya nyaya yenhaurirano sure kwokunge vanhu vaurawa kureva kuti chokutanga inofanira kutanga yakurovai kuti musubmit to their demand nokuti vanhu vakapondwa ma83 nenguva yegukura hundi pakazoitwa nyaya yeunity accord tichibva ipapo tikaenda 2008 foot the same vanhu vakatanga vaurawa over 200 vanhu veopposition vemdc ndokuzoita hurumende yomubatanidzwa izvezvi futi vanhu vakaurawa musi wa1 August todzokera so recently vanhu about 17 vari kunzi vakaurawa kwakutaugwa nyaya yekutaurirana saka chiripo nyaya chaicho ndechekuti ivo vaakumendena tesi yokuti tinofanira kutanga tashungurudza vanhu ava kuti vagozotenda zvatinota izvi ndoona sokuti nhaurirano dzakadaro ye hadzibatsiri vana vemuZimbabwe.
Ndinofunga kuti musati maenda vagwara simba ndopa vaguni mukana wekuti vambopindura nokuti pari kupomerwa apa mataura yemi kuti inenge yatomuririro weshiri yezanu pf kuti pasati paitwa nhaurirano dzemubatanidzwa panofanira kutanga pambodeurwa ropa kana kuurayiwa kwevanhu vaguni.
Ndizvozvo.
Maita zvakanaka vakandemiri vagwara zvimba tinokutendai chaizvo asi regai ndiijekese kuti ngatinanganei nenyaya iri mudariro tikabatana tikadzamba pese pese hapana chatinobuda nacho nhaurirano dzatiri kutarisa idzi hadzisi kutarisa kuti vanhu vakazorohwa kwakazoitwa mamachi kwakapunzwa zvinhu aiwa inhaurirano dzekuti nyika iende mberi takanangana nezvinhu zvitatu chekutanga ndechekuti munyika menu muve nerunyararo munyika menu muve nevanhu vanotevedzera mutemo chechipiri ndechekuti upfumi hwenyika huvandudzwe huende mberi vese vane pfungwa dzavainadzo kuti maindastiri ende amuke vanhu vawane mabasa nyika yenu ive neupfumi hwakabudirira ndo zvatiri kutarisa chechitatu president Mnangagwa nezanu pf takaisa inonzi division 2030 agenda iripo yekuti kwakatarisa nyika ndekupi saka tiri kuti mwana wese wezimbabwe ndo kuri kuenda zimbabwe uku iwe kana uine zvaunofunga kuti unokwanisa kuita kuti tisvike ikoko chitipawo mazano avo kana kuti paunoda kubatsirwa kuti pfungwa dzako dziende mberi nedzipi hatisi kudzamba dzamba tichibata nyaya dzese yadzo ndichida kuvapindura zvekare kuti hurumende haina kungomuka ichitanga kuisa masoja mumigwagwa uku kwakutoedza kuti munyika muve nerunyararo vanhu vakapinda mumugwagwa vakapwanya zvinhu vakauraya vanhu vakapfunza zvinhu zvehurumende vakapfunza kunoitira mabasa mapurisa zvinhu zvino zvakanyangana izvozvo zvatisingaemuri asi haisiriyo nyaya yenhaurirano nhaurirano dzatiri kuita idzi hazvinei nezvimwe zvese izvi hongu ibasa rehurumende kuti munyika muve nerunyararo muve nekugara zvakanaka asi haniyo nyaya iri mudariro nyaya iri mudariro ndeyekuti vanoita zvematongerwo enyika madzishe enu vemakereke toisa misoro pamwe chete tichitarisa zvinhu zvitatu zvandatarisa kuti nyika yedu iende mberi tisingafurirwe nevamwe vanhu vekunze uku.
Thank you so much, Mr. Guni. Thank you so much, Mr. Gwarazimba. I hope
Mr.
Ngoti, dimurai nokuti vateereri vamwe vakatomirira izvozvo.
Mazita vaguni ndiri kuvanza but muchitimbu ndiri kuti vari kuda kumanikidzira kuti tirape chirwere tisingarapi masymptoms because nyaya yandataura ini ndeyekuti zvinenge zvambotangireti kusvika taenda kunhaurirano kureva kuti vana vezimbabwe kana pava pasina zvese zvekushungurudzwa kwevanhu nokudini sarudzo dzichiitwa zvakanaka ndo zvinokonzera kupedzisira pava kutaurwa nhaurirano sokunge vanhu vashungurudziwa.
Thank you so much, Gwarazimba. Mr. Gwarazimba is saying that it's now like a trend that before any dialogue,
there's some kind of fights
and killings. He gave examples of the 80s, before the unity government of 1987, there were the Gukura Hundi killings, and in 2008, before the NGO, the unity government in 2009, there were violence that saw over 200 people being killed in 2007, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying the same is repeating itself now, and we are looking at another national dialogue. But Dr. Guni said that's not the issue we are discussing here. We are looking at how best can Zimbabwe's problems be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mr. Percy Kumalo.
Yeah, Baba Kumalo, kunjani?
Yebo ngiyakuzwa baba.
Yebo baba Kumalo akuthi ukuthi wena ubona njani konoku umnanga ukuthi kumele phelele izweni kube lokuthula njalo lokubambana elizweni leZimbabwe. Pho kuyiwa phambili kumele kwenzweni kwenze ukuthi kube khona konoku.
Yasi siyaphisa kakhulu ukuthi kube nokuthula nokubambana but okwakuqala besifisa ukuthi siqale kukhululwe bonke abantu ababojiweyo ngenxa yamacala abangenzanga yona igovernment iyehlulekileyo. Igovernment yethu le iyasincindezela, angekho ibize umkhokeli wabantu ukuthi kube nokukhulumisana bona babojiwe.
Okunye ke
so ukubona kwami sesikhathele ngaphansi komkhokheli wezanu PF and naye iyazi izanu ukuthi abantu abayivotelayo. So kungakho bezivukumnumzana Smitha ukuthi bakhulumisane naye, but sinesi kudingayo siyacela ukuthi uThamisa angasihlengisi. Ma bengavumanga konke lokhu uThamisa ota kwenziwe ngono bavuse bebodwa bahlule nje kuze kufike ukhetho. Sizimisele ukukumela lokho ngoba kuze kuyafika lolo khetho ivelevele siyazi.
Ye, pho kuyiwa phambili ubona ngazani kungamelelwa olunye ukhetho phela abantu bazebulwe indlala phela baba Khumalo.
Ya khona siyazi impela bazebulwe indlala vele okungasikhuswa yini ngoba nanku futhi siyademonstrator siyaphela amalungelo ethu sile vele kuyafana nokuthi sile kunokuthi sithengise umkhokheli wethu ayesakelwa noma abulawe ngezinye indlela nababulali siyabazi bayabulala yena akahlakaniphe engasondele ematafuleni abo ngaphandle baze balungise konke lokhu MDC ekhala ngakho ngoba siyakwazi abantwana bezimbabwe savotela yona abezaniphekwa namangaveni.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke Khumalo, ube lempela fike enhle mfowethu.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ukufonelwa
sibhekele. Sibonga kakhulu-ke ubaba Khumalo. What Mr. Khumalo is saying is that before anything else happens, there's need to free all political prisoners. So he says people tried to show the government that something was going wrong in their country, and some people were killed. So he says, but talking to ZANU-PF is a waste of time. Chamisa shouldn't do it, because he himself actually says he voted for Chamisa together with millions of other people. Mm-hmm. So he says, in that case, let ZANU-PF rule until it collapses on its own or something happens to it. So he says, stay with your with your power and we will stay with our Chamisa.
Oh.
That's exactly how he puts it.
But that will put many people's lives in danger because things are not okay in Zimbabwe at the moment.
Maybe Dr. Spanda can actually chip in then.
Yes.
Dr. Spanda, briefly, can you chip in? You had your caller here saying, you know what, let ZANU-PF rule until it collapses on its own or something happens to ZANU-PF. So do you buy that kind of idea?
Look, the caller was very clear. And this is what is amazing about this country. People have gone through so much, and they're very clear-eyed about politics and the direction we're taking. The caller was very clear that, look, either way, ZANU-PF is killing us. If we let ZANU-PF get its way, look at the simple shenanigans about attempting to have talks with everyone and anyone that Mr. Mnangagwa can come across when the disputes, even the one that they keep referring to that went to the Constitutional Court, was between Mnangagwa and President Nelson Chamisa. Now, he is doing that, they are doing that in order to simply placate. You can tell from their behavior. So because we are in that situation where Mnangagwa is clearly indicating that he hasn't understood the basic things that everybody understands, maybe if he doesn't want to talk about, and you can hear Dr. Guni, what he continuously says, every issue is off the table. What is on the table is that he is trying to call political parties so that they can give him money to run the economy and be corrupt. It sounds as if that's what they're asking for. They want people to come and give them money, solve the economy. If there are no problems, why do we need the dialogue? We need dialogue because there are problems. We need dialogue because people are being killed. We need dialogue because there is illegitimacy. That is what President Chamisa has said, and that is what Mnangagwa knows to be a fact, and he's trying to buy a legitimacy through the back door. You can't. With President Chamisa, you have one simple problem. You have one simple problem. He has several degrees, five of them. You studied politics, international relations, the law, you studied business. And you're not going to simply cheat him by cooking tea for him at State House and think that you're going to get it. You are, for the first time, Mnangagwa, dealing with a person who's genuinely educated, genuinely understands the people that voted for him. So we have a serious problem here. If Mnangagwa doesn't understand what most Zimbabweans already understand.
Thank you, Dr. Swanda. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. Let's just speak to Mkoma Clinton. Mkoma Clinton.
Mayadini.
Taka simba, tineo tenda utumakwansa kumbubata ya nyukweka nguwa ni pinda ya mdariro?
Ya mba. Ndaida kundi, ndida kutindira wabu kukubunza wabuni. Ndaida wabuni wa chiti ngati chani ni zimu zesi, zeku singi mboko wami, zeku roho wani zi. Ikaka na urama, dati zimu nge giri zeyu. Saita kutipave ni na urama, antikufa kwe wami, ere nivu roho kwe wami, dodi ndo na urama, zakatari sana nadwa. Inakona kutanga gagadini kwa kutu zuni hizi, zita zuitika zuza kare. Kata na urana gati zuzi zina za zuni ushanda kana wakanga tarifu kufatu urani, ni zuitika mzimbabwe. Na urana gati zuzi 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 kana ekonomi yetu ini nda kubi.
Waguni, anzi mfuzi waka nangane mu.
Ndani pindi wa nchiti, again, itineka mgetrute ya nduo uneri wapana. Ya hili mudari ilo, mbegu diskasa the national agenda. Zimwe nyaya zese hizi, zine ziruku gaziriswa, nyaya zikuti kwa kaita mirushonga mnyika, ziruku gaziriswa, ziruku vanu, wanu kusungwa, wanu kweneswa kumatari, zinaenda na nani mtemu wenyika. Alisi hizo ziruku zikati garepa sitia ure, ziruku zikati garepa sitia ure for the armpit time, inyaya kutarisa the national agenda, we have vision 2030, we have the national strategic plan that is in place. We have the economy that has not yet started performing to our expectations, and we are saying all Zimbabweans who want to participate in the reinvigorating of our economy should come to the table, discuss their ideas so that we can together move ahead.
Ati tarifu za 2030, kana mwana kataru kutachingwa, amutori bilo nebeta mwuku zero wera pasi, mwuku chingwa iku mwananga. Mwenye mtenge la chingwa, chingwa zime batika, atima tawa wa 2030, chingwa siya zilipo yu.
Chirukuta wana baba kuchi, msangano hauna kudeze wane kudu wese wese. Zimbabwe, msangano wa chirukuta wana hoi. Msangano wa deze wana president wenyika, aine chinangwa cha adeze ya, hauna kudeze wana hezu tomu enijiki. Unu waneza msangano hano ziwa zaharu kutinganita wana hini, ndozo atiruku diskasa. We are not looking at all other issues.
Mungoti dimu mwe waguni kuti dimu kupindura Mkoma Clinton wara kufunza mukutaura 2023 mune mawina zvakare here ma elections.
Of course tirikutarisira kuwina tirikutarisira kuruza izvi kana MDC sezvitarwa na my good friend Dr. Swanda there. If there are issues about the electoral issues, now I've got the 2023, not 2018, I've got to say, they should prepare to run a clean election in 2023, as we are doing already.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the issue on the table here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mkoma Clinton, tunotenda kukuru. Gibbs nguwe uchidza wa teriri, nerimi rweshona kuti mnyika. Mutungamiri wenyika vaya masana Mnangagwa. Nasi wa tara, saona ya kaitika ya kumigodi. Mimi iri, iriku kadoma uku. Wa tara kuti national disaster, urumende, inenge ishubazira, wakashaika mtawana imomo. Anzi, umunuwe gaega kangari, mugodi imomo, anenga akashaika, anenga achuwa na marine, ta $1,000. Nye gumbeze, nye zimwe wanenga wajizo batila na shokutimu niye anga wajizo kwanza kuchengeteze kakana kuvigwa itao na iruku utari sura utino kuna unge yaka utora upenyewe wano wakawanda nukuti para kunzi pasipa wapaipinda wame waipinda migodimo mo chiliku nzekwe mtemo staka kune wano wano zika na nufunga wangangu shika 23 wanga wakanyora unzindo wapinda asisunonzi kune waipinda wo nero steri wachipinda migodiyo yo yaka bari wane mvura yaka itatawona ya inutari sura watino kuna unge yaka barira wano wangada kushika kana kuzana bari pasipe mgodi pasipe ufu
iye ujaloke kuna ngale kipeki mfezi utukufa bantu sivila wanengi mkoti mkoti hati be semba kuna kumbe likulite kumbe kuhini kunge la manzi ama zama angalisa yuka kulu ya bantu wapu upa kuna po iye kusanja aloke sivile kumbe mkuli leo kusipanda Baba Sibanda, ngasikhangela ke okhulunywa ngumnumzana uGuni lapho ukuthi hayi phela ake sichiyeni kancane lokho kwelegitimacy lokunye okuthize. Sikhangele okubuyayo khona kokuthi kube le nkulumo njalo lokuthi phela kulo khetho luzabuya nxa lokho elikhonona. Cabangani ngokhetho olubuyayo leli khohlwe ngakhona okukhona kathesi. Pho liqhubeka njani ngakho konke lokhu Baba Sibanda? Nxa ukuthi kusahlupha khona kokuthi uMnangagwa alimboni njengopresident, pho kumele kwenziweni baba?
Udibe silala ngalokuthi umnumzana ngathi isifundo esikhulu Dr. Goni singakhanya ngani sile dubole i-1 ukhanya ngani akakazwisisi ukuthi into ehamba eyenzakala ekhaya ekuthiwa zinkulumo lezivela ngathi ngalesisisikusuku isihosela sayo lesisizo sayo singaphi. Iqiniso elikhona ngento ukuthi layo umnumzana uMnangagwa ukubizewa ukuthi yi-post-election dialogue. Akubizanga wathi yi-Vision 2020 dialogue, kumbe 2030 dialogue. Ukubize wawufaka egcekeni ukuthi lapha kukhulunyiswana ngendaba yokuthi ngemva kokhetho kukhanya ngani akubanga lokuhlaliseka ilizwe lokhu limimanzonzo. Ngakho sithi simazise ukuthi hayi bo, umnumzana uMnangagwa nxa ehamba ngaphetsheya emazweni thina silawa abantu abasifonelayo besibuza uhambe sithina wabiza ukuthi nokukhulumisana kanti yini i-NDC ingabuyanga, bese simtshela ukuthi upresident Dlamini kliye njalo uZulu wonke, i-United Nations, European Union, abanye abantu abe-African Union, wonke amazwe atho ukuthi kakube le-America bathi akube nokukhulumisana okusegcekeni njalo okudinga ukuthi ileveli yephambili lilungisa indaba ezenziwa indaba yokhetho olungalunganga. Njalo umuntu wonke emhlabeni jikelele ukhangele ngaleyo ndlela. Therefore, i-idea ka-Dr. Gunye ukuthi hayi, we don't want to talk about anything but we want to talk about the economy. He will be the only person, and if President Mnangagwa thinks the same, there will be two of them in the world of about 7 billion people who think that the problem in Zimbabwe is almost entirely about Vision 2030. No one thinks about that. No one who has a brain really put it that way. Everybody says the problem in Zimbabwe is partly political and needs to be resolved in order for our country to move forward.
Siya uza kakhulu ke. Sithatha ubabumbo ngenisitole, ecingweni lapha. Bawambonga ngesitolo, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba, njani?
Ye, ngamafutshane sibili isikhathi sesihambile. Ubona njani udaba lolu okukhulunywa nguMnangagwa ukuthi kumele kube abantu bahlalisane kwele Zimbabwe njalo abantu bamanyane sibili? Ubona njani kwakhe lokho?
Hayi, lokhu khona kungumbono omuhle, kodwa inkinga ekhona ukuthi uMnangagwa uphonga ukukhuluma nje into angayazi. Uhlele ekhuluma thina uphethe waluwina, kodwa nakhu waluwina uphethe but uyahluleka ukubusa kushilise. uMnangagwa nguye umuntu osenkingeni enkulu laphaya, ngoba i-MDC nayo mayingavumeli ukuthi isebenze noMnangagwa izobe izilimaza yona, ngoba lento leyo kufuneka bayikhumbule ngo-2008 lapho uMnangagwa uMgabe abusa khona lo Tsvangirai, kodwa abantu ekugcineni bagcina bevotela futhi uMgabe bethi ngiyeselungisa izinto. So i-MDC ingavumi yona ukuhlangana noMnangagwa. uMnangagwa yena uthi yena waliwina loluyakhethu ne-third majority ephalamende, akasebenzeke sibone ukuthi bazoyizani anthile kuze kuyefikisa lolo khetho luzayo. Angithi bathi kukhulunywe ngokhetho luzayo, abantu sebenzeke sibone ukuthi bazoyizani, njengoba nakho sekumehlula kumanje. Yena nguye okunqindezelo olukhulu manje olukhulu ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe uzobakhupha kuyinkanjani kulolu hlupho ababhekane nalo. Nguye osenkingeni enkulu. I-opposition yona ingazi nendaba, uChamisa angazi nendaba, nomuyezane uMnangagwa kwezani. Amazwe asebonisile ukuthi mina wena into ekhona hambe ekhulumisana nabantu beZimbabwe khona izinto ezizolunga. I-America sikhulumile, wonke amazwe nje asekhulumile. Ngisho yayo isadithi noma bengakubeki kucace but bamtshela bebodwa ukuthi uMnangagwa wena hambe ekhulumisana nabantu labana izinto ezizolunga. Ayikho into engalunga ngaphandle kokuthi uMnangagwa akhulumisane nabantu beZimbabwe naphaya i-NDC kakhulu, akhulumisane naye, yikho izinto ezizohamba kahle. Maye ngehlulo kalokho umbuso wakho uzofadala na uzodliwa ngo-2023 ngeke athole lutho. Izani ukhefa kusela lutho nje, siphelile
vele. Yes, sibonga kakhulu-ke mnumzana Mbongeni Sithole. Ungadinwa kusasa, ube nempela viki enhle mfowethu.
Yebo.
Yes, that is Mr. Mbongeni Sithole. He's saying that, you know, instead of Mr. Nelson Chamisa, Mr. Mnangagwa is the one who is in a political bind. So at the end of the day, he's trying now to, you know, extricate himself from all these other problems. So he says, you know, the experience of 2009, that is the unity agreement between the MDCs and ZANU-PF, actually gave Chamisa some kind of insight of what can happen if you just go into ZANU-PF stand. So he says, Mr. Chamisa shouldn't make that mistake. He should let ZANU-PF rule and see what happens next. He says, Mr. Kuni was talking about 2023 elections. Let him talk about those elections. But the fundamental issues are the economy and all those things
President.
That are not going well. Yes. So he says, why look beyond these serious problems?
There's one of our listeners. There is Dr. Moos Ngube, mm-hmm. who is the MGCT North America Organizing Secretary.
Mm-hmm.
He sent a question to Dr. Mkhulule Goswanda. He said, what proof does MDC have that convinces Zimbabweans that Nelson Chamisa was the winner of the elections? That has not been addressed before. Dr. Mkhulule Goswanda.
Yes, I think the question is neither here nor there. The proof we have was, and I'm shocked that Chairperson Muzi hasn't got this. In August 2018, we went to Chief Justice Malava with the utmost faith that he would act in accordance with the operation of the law, and told him that we have evidence, impeccable evidence, that ZEC was operating election counting servers that were on the 24th floor, that were being kept on the 24th floor of the Reserve Bank, and that those servers had the correct results of the election, and that it would be useful for the court to subpoena them so that they be brought before them. You see, the law is a very clever thing. It says, if the court knows that there is evidence that I, Nkululeko Goswanda, committed a crime, the court can force me, even if I don't want, to go and reveal that evidence if it's hidden in my house. If I don't want that evidence if I don't want to bring it, the court can send its messengers to go and grab that evidence and bring it to court. That is what we say to Chief Justice Malava. The evidence is there on the 24th floor of the RBZ. Go and get it. Send your messenger to court. And Chief Justice Malava said, I don't even want to do that. Don't even tell anyone you told me that truth. You see, the lack of the operation of law in Zimbabwe is the one that does not need evidence. Mr. Muzi must know, as a matter of fact, that I have a letter that we wrote to Chief Justice Malava asking for him to subpoena ZEC to bring in, to go and collect evidence which indicated that President Chamisa won by 2.6 million and that some people in ZEC were able to show that the evidence was impeccable. Now, anybody who still doesn't believe that, we then went to court with a different matter. Of course, yes, because the court refused to go and pick up the evidence. You live in the United States there, and you know, every day people are subpoenaed by Congress, are subpoenaed by a grand jury to come and give evidence against their own will. The Zimbabwean law also allows people and institutions to be subpoenaed. And Chief Justice Malava is effective in going to ask him, refuse to go and collect the ZEC server from the Reserve Bank. It is such, and Zimbabweans must know this.
Thank you so much.
I think Dr. Muzi had Dr. Mkhulule's response.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just a Mr. Kuni, I guess he wants to call someone else. So, your last word, Dr. Kuni.
Yes, let me start by saying a couple of things. Mm-hmm. The first thing is that, let me quickly address the issue that Dr. Muzi was asking Dr. Mkhulule Goswanda. Even someone with the half a brain in Zimbabwe knows that the MDC Alliance lied to the whole country that they had evidence proving that they won the election, which evidence they failed to provide. Everyone knows that. So they didn't have evidence then, they don't have evidence now. They cannot tell us that someone told them that there was evidence on ZEC servers which they don't have access to. So that's not an issue. Going back to the subject matter, there is only one president in Zimbabwe, and that's President Mnangagwa, who is running the country. He is the one who called for a national dialogue. He has an agenda for it. That's what we are following. We are not going to be told by Chamisa and his other people what he wants to be discussed. If Chamisa and his other people don't want to participate in the national dialogue, they are free to do so. They are free not to participate. No one is holding a gun to their head and forcing them to come to the national dialogue. There are many other Zimbabweans who can be useful in the transformation of our national economy and in ensuring that there is peace and tranquility, law and order in our country. Those are the issues we want to focus on. Pertaining to people who were talking about the 2030 vision and the elections in 2023, let me remind everybody that that was not the focus of my point. I was simply answering a question from a listener. Let's be fair in this debate and this discussion. And let's be focused on the issue at hand. If we try to address everything, then we'll achieve nothing. The point of the matter is, there is a president in Zimbabwe who is legally in power, and he has an agenda, and he's calling on all Zimbabweans who want to participate in the true national development to take part and move towards that agenda. That's what we are calling Zimbabweans to do.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dr. Kuni. Thank you so much, and thanks for joining us, because you were rushing somewhere, and then we kept you by the caller. Mm-hmm. But thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Thank you so,
much. I think we've got a caller.
Tina, Anzi, vanonzi Comrade Gabarino Cheka. Vanzo ari parunare. Eva Gabarino Cheka.
Hello, makasi ngari mukoma.
Tava tirova penyu mungadzora mbichana volume ye radio yenyu.
No, andadzora.
Taurai munguva dziri kumhanya ngoti dim.
I'm going to go to the phone. Okay. So, I think
Look, it's very clear that Zimbabweans are very aware of what happened in the country. Mnangagwa is not a stranger to them. They know the things he's done. They know his history in Gukurahundi, his history in Murambatsvina, his history in the 2008 elections, his history in the murders that have been taking place in the country since November 2017, and they know his history in between. They know that it's not just enabled Mugabe. They know that when Mugabe was ready to go in 2008, Mnangagwa kept him in place, almost kept him. So and I can assure Zimbabweans that their president, that President Nelson Chamisa, will not be blindsided by this, by these crooks. If they think that they'll crook him or sort of frog march him into some kind of sideshow, he is a seasoned, disciplined politician, highly qualified, and will handle the matters at the very highest standard.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Frank Kuni of ZANU-PF and Dr. Nkululeko Swanda, MTC Presidential Spokesperson. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., hoping that you have a lovely, lovely, lovely weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks also to our listeners who joined us tonight on Live Talk. Please remember tomorrow to listen to other Studio 7 programs. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndotumurare zvakanaka.